DX is back. Kurt Angle is gold. Two legends teaming up at Evolution. You know what? There's so much good stuff. I can't even get into it right now. So let's get into it right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Come on, don't even act like you don't know this. Being from Pennsylvania, come on. Get down. It's new. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is when they lose the ride.
Got the lights
like
going.
An hour and a half.
It's out of the ordinary. It's rather extraordinary. See your bus's commentary. A literary genius and a superior beat creator have come together. And we made a musical composite. We think this is a remedy. I'm almost there. Anyways, what's up, everybody? This is the Monday Night Raw After Show on AfterBuzz TV.
Man.
Only half the squad is here, but you know what? It is a full squad nonetheless. After one of the greatest, I will say this right now, one of the greatest Monday Night Raw episodes I remember in years.
Years.
I will not have anyone even try to conflict me on that. Start to finish, wow. When Paul Heyman is like the seventh best thing on an episode, that is an all-time episode of Raw. I don't know what happened. I don't know if different people took over or if everything just came perfectly together. But hot damn. By the way, at Jay Quasto on social media, this dude right here, he is America's chocolate sweetheart, fellow Pennsylvanian, former pro basketball player, wear of bright clothing, coloring of his hair all the time, and it always looks amazing. One of my favorite people on the planet, he's Evan T. Mack.
Johnny Quasto, it is a pleasure, it is an honor to be with you, man. You're getting really close to this momentous occasion, the biggest day of your life, your comedy special.
Oh, man.
Is rapidly approaching.
Less than 5 weeks, bro.
And it's a big deal, bro, and I'm happy to see you, man.
I'm glad
you made some time.
I'm excited to hang out.
Raw was dope.
Dude. By the way, you know who this...
Chat Rolls, tell me what you think.
You know who this song is, right?
You know what? I haven't heard a song in about 20 years.
Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Years.
Brand 20, new funk.
At least 20 years.
One of my favorite hip-hop songs of all time.
Because it's pure hip-hop. It's straight hip-hop. It's great hip-hop.
It's great. It's a great DJ, and people can say what they want about Will Smith. The Fresh Prince... was in his zone in the late 80s,
boy,
early 90s.
We can rap a little bit.
Yes.
Big Willie style can rap
so
now.
So that I've been wanting to play for quite some time, but I had to wait till you were here and I were here at the same time.
I appreciate you, man. Anything Pennsylvania is fine with me. I never know what you're going to throw at me. I didn't know you're going to throw something back from like 1990.
Yeah.
91.
Wait, why is Tina Keys saying BS Johnny? Is she saying she disagrees with me?
Oh, yeah, she's the one. Hey, she's hating the chat row. She said it was a meh raw. She said it was a meh.
Out of your mind, Tina? I love you, but
what is crazy?
And then Joseph Boza is right there with her. Are you kidding me?
Oh, not Boza, please, Boza. Boza, please don't tell me you turned your back on us. Joseph Boza, you're supposed to be the man of reason in the chat. You're the commissioner of Raw. It's after show. This is blasphemy.
Look, we are very open to constructive criticism all the time. And let's be honest. For quite some time now, Raw has kind of become... It's every week.
On Monday, yeah.
But otherwise, it's on Monday, right?
What y'all want then?
There hasn't been a ton to get excited about. This, from open to close, was nonstop whoa after whoa. Like, you had multiple heel turns. You had what I think is a double turn, which we're going to get to.
Nostalgic moments?
You had DX making a return, and then you had Dean walking out on the Shield. Are you kidding me?
Trish Stratus?
Yes.
Looking svelte and fit and... beautiful as always.
Look, chat roll, I get it. It's 2018. It's an era of being snarky wrestling fans. But for God's sake, if you cannot enjoy an episode like this, you might as well just stop watching because I don't know what you're looking for.
Man, speaking of 2018.
Oh, wait.
Speaking of.
We do have one person to chat, Colt Badeau. Raw was great, and I agree with Johnny.
Thank you.
Oh, riggity right.
Well, Colt's also a Pennsylvanian. He's a brilliant man.
Oh, shout out to the... Oh, it's usually the PA people that are really small when they get their wheels turning. Well, you know, we're like road scholars, man.
He's from Philly, I believe. Oh, so, yeah. You know, we play Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
I appreciate the genius, man. Listen, but you want to talk about snarky comments in 2018. Johnny, why in the hell do you say Tom Hardy is not a great actor?
Okay, first
I'm
off...
I'm not going to let you get away with this.
You need to...
I can't have you just say this and not have the chat get on you.
I didn't say this on live air.
Oh, you don't want to say this on...
No, I'll say it.
Oh, you don't want to say it when it's live?
No, but you got to explain it to the fans what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Listen, first of all... Tom Hardy's my favorite actor of all time, first of all. Second of all, I'm talking about Venom, the movie. And Johnny chimed in. First, the movie was bad. He ain't seen the movie.
I ain't seen the movie.
But then he went along to say that Tom Hardy can't even act.
I didn't say he can't act.
You said he's a bad actor.
Maybe I did. I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't believe Tom Hardy is a reporter, number one. Multiple people who have seen the movie told me you're absolutely right, Johnny. And number three, was there a number two? I don't know. Mad Max Fury Road, he says like four words the entire movie and they're all ADR.
Yeah, that's why I only won like a couple Oscars.
That's right. You know, just the action movie winning Oscars.
It
didn't win because of Tom Hardy.
Probably the best action movie in the last 15
Look,
years.
Maybe I need to see more of his body of work. I did see Warrior. He was fine. I'm just saying.
Oh God!
I'm just saying.
This dude's killing me right now. I
don't have to be right. I have to be entertaining. That's my job. If I'm gonna say some stuff that's gonna piss people off, it is what it is.
I just want to like rock bottom you through this table right now.
I'm down.
Dang man, like straight WWE old school attitude hairstyle. You know what I mean? Like, well, you know something, Jack.
Hey, what? I'm not sour about a Marvel movie doing better than DC. I don't work.
That's what it is.
No way.
That's what it is.
Oh,
DC
we hit a nerve.
Oh my goodness.
We kept on digging.
Yo, shout out to the chat room because I forgot he does DC movie
news. No.
That's what this is about.
Listen, the moment I make a dime from DC,
you can
accuse me of that. I don't make a cent off of DC. All right, it's not about that whatsoever.
Shout
all right?
out to the chat room that is dedicated subscribers to the YouTube channel and AfterBuzz.
I will call things how I see it. Like I said, I don't know. Oh, Zeno Hour, one of my favorite people, is canceling me. That's great.
Oh.
Look, I don't have to be right. I'm probably wrong.
I told you what happened.
But I'm on one right now. I'm excited after Raw. I'm just going to say some things.
Speaking of Raw.
Yeah.
Let's get back to Raw.
Wow. I don't even know where to start, but let's just go right to it. Super Duper Show was really good.
It was awesome.
A really great wrestling show.
Yeah.
DX, they reunite tonight to start off the show. They challenge the Brothers of Destruction at Crown Jewel, which is shaping up to be an insane card.
Oh, gosh, dude. Car's nuts.
You flying?
Listen, I had a ticket, bro. I'll take my behind there, man. Why not, man?
What's crazy is, I am not even kidding, I am going to be getting back from Pakistan like 3 days before Crown Jewel.
That's right. You got that gig.
I'm flying back on the 29th of October.
Jeez.
Which like, obviously not, it's actually relatively close to Saudi Arabia. It's not that far of a flight.
It really isn't. You don't want you weasel.
How crazy is
why don't
that?
You weasel your way in there.
Well, I'm not paying for my flight. I mean, what am I going to do? Like, hey, can you keep me in the Middle East for a couple extra days? I don't know where I'm going, but you know.
Yeah, I just want you to can you pay for that?
It would be pretty cool.
I agree.
But yeah, so. DX and Triple H and Shawn Michaels, great on the mic. Oh, obviously, Kane and Undertaker destroy them after losing. I mean, what a moment it was. They're all standing there, arms in the air after multiple sledgehammer shots, and all of a sudden, boom, they attack. I mean, how do you not like that? Why not?
Yeah, that feeling of nostalgia is always great, though, man. Like, it's always good to see. And you know Triple H and Shawn Michaels can still go, man. Look at them, man. They're still shredded after all these years, you know, so I think it's going to be really good to see that. You know, like, and they're giving everybody what you still want to see them wrestle, right? No, you still get some enjoyment out of that, right?
When Shawn says, I got off the plane, I heard those three words, and Triple H said, are you ready, and the crowd loses it. I'm like, hell yeah, man.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you what, obviously that was not a fast-paced match between Triple H and Undertaker, but it was so refreshing to see an old-school style match.
Right.
Like, to allow the commentators just let it breathe. Like, as a commentator myself, I love matches like that because you don't have to be talking the entire time.
Every single move.
No, when you have a match with that kind of gravitas to it, sometimes you got to let it breathe, and Triple H and Undertaker allowed those moments. Wow. And I just love those kind of matches where you just watch the story unfold.
I agree, bro.
I was really, because I had heard people say, like, it's slow, it's plodding. And I watch it, I'm like, I love this match.
Just good old fashioned slobber knocker, brother.
Absolutely. And then the ending was, whew. You know, they're selling it as the final time ever. It's like, nah.
Ish.
Nope. And now Shawn Michaels is ready to officially compete.
Always looking shredded, man.
First time in 8.5 years?
OG is looking shredded.
Triple H, not that he's ever been in bad shape. I don't know what diet he's on. He's in better shape now than I think I can remember it.
Yeah, because he's more cut now. He's like, he's slimming down, which is not, but not in a bad way.
Good Lord.
Because he's just looking cut.
What kind of protein cookies?
You mean, you probably want that amino acid juice that Johnny be on, man. Look, watch your boy. Right on cue.
I will say I'm almost out of amino acids right now.
Super juice.
That's right. Got to stay hydrated.
Got to stay hydrated, man.
So we're not really going to go in any kind of direct order. There's so much amazing stuff to talk about. So yeah, DX is back. Crown Jewel is going to happen. That tag team match, the card is ridiculous. Trish Stratus is now going to team up with Lita to take on Alexa Bliss and Mickie James. I, for one, I'm actually more excited about this than the two singles matches.
Me too. And this is nostalgic moment number two. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Trish came back, cut a nice little promo. Bliss, who she's classy at what she does. Now she's getting better and better.
She held her own with Alexa. I was yeah. a little worried. I was so like, oh boy, so Alexa's going to just destroy her on the mic.
Right? But the thing about it is, but you know that's like a surreal moment for Alexa, you know? So I like to see that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like watch that kind of moment because she's joking about it, but she really did like look up to her when she was like as a kid, you know?
Absolutely.
So I know she's like, oh man, this is going to be cool. You know what I mean? So it's really cool to just see that come full circle. It's always good to see Lita. I'm excited about that match.
Yeah.
That match is going to be...
It's and I'm not sure why it went from two singles matches to a tag match, but enjoy it.
Maybe you think it's a time thing?
Well, we don't know the full card.
Touché.
It could just be the fact that maybe Lita and Trish are both like, look, I don't want to do a singles match. Mm-hmm. I don't want to wrestle 15 minutes by myself. It's been years since I've done that.
Right.
Okay, why don't you team up and bring the house down?
7.5 minutes apiece then, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Bounce around, cut it in half. I'm down.
Yeah, I mean, really enjoyed the segment, and that match is going to be a blast. And you're starting to see the promotion of Evolution now starting to kick up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because a lot of fans have kind of been heated about
that. They're like, what's going on? They're not promoting that, but they're promoting everything else. And I was like, I felt they were going to, though. They had a lot of things in the way. Like, that Super Show in Australia was a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that after that was over, I think that's when they were going to ramp it up, and here they are.
Yeah.
Starting to ramp it up.
And, of course, I mean, I still think it's going to be a definite sellout. To me, I don't see why it wouldn't be, but maybe, it's not like people that are going to Evolution are going to Crown Jewel. Like, you don't have to worry about that per se.
Trust me, it's going to be, they're going to sell that out.
I sure
hope so. It'll be awesome, bro.
Absolutely. Then, on top of that, Baron Corbin or someone announces there's going to be a World Cup Battle Royal. On top of that, there's a World Cup tournament at Crown Jewel. So the tournament takes place at Crown Jewel or the finals? I'm not quite sure. No. Chat roll, let me know about that.
Yeah.
There's so much going on tonight. John Cena already qualified because he's John Cena.
You better believe it. That's exactly right, John. You said it perfectly. Mm-hmm. I get an automatic bid. When you're great, you just get to walk in.
How'd you like that hair?
I'm going to need y'all to listen. I'm going to need everybody to just say positive vibes to Jonathan's way, man. I told you, I can't let nobody. We're going to talk about that one beef we had about me saying Johnson is the GOAT later. We're going to talk about that another
Wait,
show.
When did you and I have a beef?
Remember that? We was at doing the game show thing, and I said he was the GOAT, and I thought you was going
to
kill
him. Well,
that
was just to impress him on camera, just to, you know.
I was being serious.
Get a rise out of you.
I was being serious.
Oh, were you?
Yeah,
being serious. Then.
Maybe we got to talk about that later, man.
It's all subjective, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, John Cena's already qualified
the GOAT!
For the World Cup tournament.
Mm-hmm. Automatic bid! Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear that, man? I don't even know how the sound effects happen. I don't even have it like that, man. I just, when I say that, mm-hmm. The sound just comes through, you know? So it must be true.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I can't argue with that sound logic at all.
I missed you, man. Raw after show.
So Corbin announces a World Cup Battle Royal, and you see everyone in the ring, and I'm thinking, what is the angle here?
Because no clue.
No pun intended. Because you look at all these guys, and the names are all ridiculous. They're all from different countries. And, of course, I'm trying to see if I recognize anyone that
I was thinking about you. I was like, I bet you Johnny knows somebody in the crowd.
I probably do, but, like, some of them were kind of, like, gimmicked up a little bit. And so
somebody thought it was me there, too, by the way.
That was great.
I thought it was awesome when I seen it. I was like, that could have been me.
What country was that guy from?
I forget, man, but he was – was it Chile?
He was wearing a sash.
Yeah. I was like, man, I hopped on a private jet to get just here for this after show. Yeah. Chicago, L.A.
Handsome fella.
Look at he split. Good looking guy.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, different countries, all these guys. And
it's nuts.
Then at the end, which for anyone who remembers the Conquistadors tag team, he announces the Conquistador. And I'm like, oh, my God. For anyone watching who does not remember the Conquistadors, they were a tag team that dressed in all gold, and they never won a match.
Ever.
No. Just got demolished in pretty much every match. Now, maybe at one point they got some wins, but during my childhood,
Never. No.
When you saw them on Superstars of Challenge,
you already knew.
Oh, yeah. Like they were the kind of team that would just get murdered by the natural disasters.
Yeah, they were like fodder just to be served up on a platter.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, actually.
So, that once again, this episode had a little bit of everything. So, the Conquistadors, and I'm like, oh my God. So at first, I'm thinking, and this is maybe, I don't know, maybe this is it was their plan, but this is what I'm thinking. Right before that Battle Royal, there's a backstage segment with Heath Slater.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking,
okay,
oh my God, Heath Slater slid into the Conquistador costume and he's going to win and get in the tournament, and I'm happy with that. Heath Slater sighting. Are you kidding me?
So are we giving them credit for that? Do you think that was an accident, or do you think they did that on purpose?
I would like to think there's a specific reason, because we didn't see Heath the rest of the episode.
Correct.
I'd like to think there's a specific reason why Heath was right before the Battle Royal, especially when the guy that wins has a mask on.
Mm-hmm. You think they were just like on fire tonight as far as
writers? I really do. And like I said, I don't know if there was, chat roll, do you know, was there a change? I had heard Heyman was taking over writing of one of the shows. I don't know when that happened or if that happened yet, but I heard it was happening. Hey, maybe it was Raw.
If it was the so, day.
I know a lot of people in chat roll, they know everything. They go on the internet.
They really do.
Look at stuff. But yeah, so the Conquistador wins, eliminates Corbin, takes off the mask. It is Kurt Angle. And if that's not enough, afterwards, we get an interview with him, and he says, well, you know, I'm still on vacation, and leaves. Classic Angle humor.
Perfect. Perfect, dude.
Come on.
And it was good to see him, and it's good to see that he can still pull off those moves, man. Yeah, listen, like, how much his body's been through. So I just really like, dude, this Raw was dope, man. This Raw was dope. I didn't see Angle coming out there. And then when he did his first little German, I said, oh, is that Kurt Angle?
Yeah, did the Angle slam, man.
Yeah, I'm all about that, man. It was nostalgia today, man. I was feeling like young Mac, you know what I mean? Like 100 pounds lighter Mac, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like slim and trim Mac, you know what I mean?
There you go, with your yoga pants on.
Yeah, but the yoga, yo, we'll get to that too. If we have time, I did.
How are we going to get to your yoga bit?
I got some things to address about
it. You going
to
show them?
Listen, no, I can't just get up, man. Tony got me framed all up, man. But listen, yeah, I got yoga pants on, man. I got stretchy pants on. I get tired of everybody acting like men can't wear yoga pants. If men weren't allowed to wear yoga pants, why would they make men yoga pants?
I'll be honest, I think what you can call yoga pants once in my life, it was when I ran a Tough Mudder.
And how were they? You were slim. You were aerodynamic. You were sleek.
I felt constricted.
Come on, man.
Now, I wore them. I'm glad I wore them for the race. I just threw them out afterwards because, like, Tough Mudders, you get jacked.
They're literally all Tough Mudders, yeah.
It was actually the race that, wait, what is it? Yeah. Okay, it was like 5 years ago. And I threw them out after that. But I've never worn a pair since.
Get yourself a pair of yoga pants, man.
If you're comfy, hey.
Bro, it's like sleep. It's like wearing a cloud. Yeah, Tony got me tonight.
I don't know how they're that comfortable. I prefer loose mesh shorts. Basketball shorts. I don't know.
I don't care who knows it. I'm tired of women being able to get away with yoga pants.
Okay.
2018, Tony.
All right.
Equal opportunity.
Okay. What are you calling me Tony for? Tony's in the booth.
Johnny.
So according to Dylan Matthews so in chat crazy. Roll, Dylan Matthews says Heyman is helping creative since he's not doing anything with Brock currently. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. But by God, dude, whoever was... Whew.
Just a fun show, bro, as far as like what's been going on the last couple of weeks.
Mm.
You and I are on the same page with
this. Just fantastic. Now let's get to this. So the World Cup tournament, we have John Cena, Kurt Angle. I believe they said 8 competitors in this tournament. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. This is the thing that actually I might be most excited about this, with all the great stuff that happened. So right after the DX segment to kick things off,
mm-hmm.
we had Lashley taking on Kevin Owens.
That was kind of cool right out the gate, though.
Yeah, for sure. With Leo Rush on the microphone, and the first minute or two, I'm like, all right, this is cool. And as the match went on, I'm like, just cut his mic. Dear God, cut his mic.
You're talking too much.
Too much, mm-hmm. not enough creativity behind it, mm-mm. way too repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a lot of the fans are calling back to the whole Abraham Washington thing who got fired
right.
for the Kobe Bryant joke years ago.
Wow.
So
you're digging deep for that one.
Oh, yeah, big time. So Leo's on the mic, and I'm like, I remember during the match, I remember thinking, if the goal here is to have fans like Lashley, this is having the exact opposite effect.
Yeah, maybe. Because I was like, are they going a different way? Because he interrupted the interview with Finn and Bailey. I was like, Maybe they are just going that route, like healing him up a little bit.
Well, here's my point. I think what we saw tonight was a double turn. Classic double turn. Think about it. Kevin Owens out there essentially one-on-two. Not a lot of fanfare. He wasn't on the mic. He wasn't angry. He was a guy fighting from behind.
Straight baby facing him, huh?
The entire match. And then afterwards, they attack both of his legs. Think about it. Kevin Owens recently, what does he have going on? Fans love Kevin Owens. If anyone looks like an everyday man, it's Kevin Owens. It ain't Lashley.
You might be right, and the thing about it is, as long as they just do something with him, you know what I mean? And you're right about, like, Leo, man, he was going, it was just, it would have been cool if he was really, it was more creative and not, and less repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
And it did just drone on, and you know, if I said, if this dude says Lashley one more time, I'm going to jump through that TV, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'll do. I'll just jump through the TV.
And someone in chat roll said that Kevin Owens is injured. Well, that may be the fact. Maybe he is. And if he comes away, it goes away for a while. Guess what? He comes back.
Babyface.
Bam.
Perfect. Perfection.
And what they did to him tonight justifies him possibly being gone for a little bit.
But if I'm not mistaken, didn't you say you said a heel Lashley's good, right? You said
he was amazing, right? Okay, Lashley's a very likable guy.
Yeah.
But he is so much physically better than everybody else on Earth. Like,
he's just an adult, man.
Now, the last couple of weeks, I loved what Leo and him have been doing. I've been calling it right from the start. I said, Leo Rush could have the same effect that Zelina Vega has had on Andrade Cien Almas.
Mm-hmm.
More in NXT than main roster, but I think their time is coming. This is the perfect combination. And when they injured Owens at the end and they attacked him, I was like, okay, now I get it. Leo Rush was being awfully annoying on purpose.
Okay.
Because fans, if you notice, they were really turning on Lashley. He's doing the Lashley chants. The fans were like, no.
I think you're on the right. I think you're calling it.
It all made sense at the end.
There you go.
And I'm excited for it. I don't know when Owens is coming back or how long he's going to be out. Let's see. Zeno Hour with a pitch. Leo Rush, Lashley, Keith Lee.
Oh, BMP is a Black Man's Purgatory.
Oh, wow.
This is huge. Because that would be an amazing thing if there was like the new NWO. If they took my idea,
but
if they turned my negative and turned it frown upside down.
Can they say the sunken place or is that copyrighted?
That they probably can't say that. But think about it. They just used Black Man's Purgatory. You know what I mean? It was like a whole coalition of brothers just beating up people.
Sure.
This chat role came up with that as a like the new NWO. I'm like, I'm down with that.
Well, Zeno Hour's a creative guy.
Yeah, I'm with Zeno Hour all the way on that.
But Keith Lee just got to NXT, so.
It's like. Patience is what you.
And Phenom, I've been saying this from Phenom 5682. He says, Lashley was a good heel in TNA, cocky, athletic, muscular to back it up.
That's what you were telling me.
Saying this for months. And you saw that interview afterwards when they interrupted Bayley and Balor.
I loved it. I loved it.
Wasn't Lashley confident
that
there?
That was the best I've seen him since he came back to Raw.
Thank you.
You're definitely on there. On something there.
I've been saying that.
Wow.
There we go.
BMP.
And speaking of attacks, Bellas.
Listen, man, I think the Bellas can do no wrong.
Well, I sure can.
Well, listen, I'm not going to let you just besmirch the name of the
I'm
Bellas.
I'm not besmirching.
I ain't going to let you do it, man. I can't let you do Tom Hardy and the Bellas, man. No. Those are my girls right there, man. What you want me to do?
No, I like the Bellas. I mean, Nikki's one of my favorite interviews ever, and she's got a great memory.
Oh, you interviewed Nikki?
Multiple times.
That's what's up.
She's great. But
are you hating today, then?
I'm not hating. You said they could do no wrong, and I said they sure can.
What'd they do?
Bree sure has.
Yeah, that's neither here nor there. Why are you bringing up old stuff?
I'm not criticism. I'm not criticizing at all. So anyways, they have a rematch with the Riot Squad from Super Show.
Yes.
And Bellas and Ronda win once again, celebrating afterwards. Vicious attack. And I love how just when you think the attack is over, nope. Ronda tries to fight back. They destroy her again.
Yes.
And again and again.
Man.
And then they leave her. This was so great. The symbolism here.
It was awesome, dude.
Yeah, kudos to those Bellas putting her face down, title on the back.
Dang, stepped on her. Like, what's up? You got it. That's what you should have did with Ronda in the beginning before you like gave her like the brass ring so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like that adversity right there. Her just getting dogged by the Bellas for a while. That'd have been kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's looking like they're gonna do it now, but you know.
Well, now it's official. Title match Evolution.
Nikki Bella and Rowdy Ronda.
And here's the thing. I understand why this happened. If it was just going to be Nikki and Ronda in a friendly match, I honestly don't think the fans were going to be behind
they
it.
Wouldn't, they you know, Ronda's over, so they'd have cheered, but they wouldn't have been engaged in the match, though.
Yeah.
Because they're like, okay, friends and babyface. WWE's on the right track, man, for sure, man. Like, come on, like, the Bellas are good at being heel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were, like, in the beginning, so, like, why not?
And, woof, they did some stuff to Ronda. Into the post, into the stairs.
Barricade. You can get all of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, barricade.
You can get all that on Monday night. What's up?
And think about it. Ronda's not been training for that long, and man.
You can lick,
she is
but you can't touch.
In it.
Yeah, she can take a bump, too. Shout out to your girl, man. That's that octagon stuff. They were ragged on her tonight.
Yeah, they were. And I'll tell you what, I'm a lot more invested in this match, because there have been rumors of this match happening, mm-hmm. and fans were kind of poo-pooing it online, because they
poo-poo and everything. Yep.
But whoa, I am down. Like, this is kind of cool over the next couple of weeks.
Listen, Nikki Bella, man.
Mm-hmm.
She was very nice to my wife, so
She's I always hold her in high regard. Nikki Bella and the Bellas.
Wait, your wife Bella?
Yeah, they were like, she's like, they're amazing.
Yeah, no, they're very, very cool. Bree's a lot quieter. Nikki's the more outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, yeah, they're cool.
They're just world class. I'm like, man.
Can't say enough about them.
Classy very, very bunch. Nice.
Absolutely. Let's see. Oh, yeah, this is real simple, but just one more piece of icing on the cake tonight. Old school Shield vignette with the handheld promo.
Dope.
When's the last time we saw one of those?
They were on. Listen, man, for all y'all saying this wasn't a good show, they get, bro, they were on it tonight, man. Old school Shield promo, old school Shield outfits. I'm like, this is.
Even stuff we aren't going to talk about was decent. Even, you know, Rude and Gable getting back in their winning ways and then being like, attacked by AOP. AOP just keeps it going.
And then before that, Bobby Roode being mad about the pin thing. Like, that was going to be something for a second, but then they couldn't hear that, didn't have time to get mad. And. Dude, there was a lot of little nuggets,
mm-hmm.
little chestnuts.
But this old school Shield promo,
loved it.
Didn't it brought back some feels
when they used to put people through tables on a regular basis.
Sounds justice. Believe that.
My goodness.
Just kind of switching things, turning the camera every which way. Yo,
what you want me to say, man? It was a good show.
Because you know what this episode did for me. Because anyone in chat roll right now, or anyone listening or watching, has probably been a wrestling fan for quite some time. Remember, like, growing up, you would get amped up. This is back before the days of DVR.
Yeah, or TiVo before.
Or watching on the internet.
Yeah.
If you wanted to watch Raw, you had to be sitting at home
yes.
at 9 o'clock to be ready for Raw.
Yeah, yeah. And then when WCW started doing their work, you had to do the channel flip thing.
True.
If you were one of them spoiled kids, you had two TVs, you know, you can do your thing. But mm-hmm. I had to do, like, the channel flip
right.
make sure I was, like, on it. You know, that was for WCW was trying to spoil the show. But,
sure.
like, don't, you're right, you had to be front and center.
And even post-WCW, I'm talking even, like, you know, mid-2000s.
It's true, bro.
Late 2000s. You still had to more or less be around. And, you know, there's that feeling of when Raw begins, that excitement, like, I am going to be thoroughly entertained for the next 2+ hours.
Right.
That's what tonight reignited that feeling. And I'll be honest, I have not had that feeling about Raw in quite some time. Maybe because there's so much other going on in life than 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Maybe that's part of it.
Could be part of it.
Maybe.
But tonight brought back that vigor of like, oh my God, I wonder what's going to happen next. And sure enough, something did happen next. I'm like, yo.
I'm with you, brother.
This is cool.
100%.
So once again, kudos. This was really fun. Let's see here. So old school Shield promo, loved it. Now let's get to, like I said, the seventh best thing of the episode, Paul Heyman. Still great.
Always.
It's just, that's how eventful the episode was.
Always just comes out and just sells and sells and sells.
Here's my question. Maybe I missed this, and chat roll, let me know. Paul Heyman says Brock Lesnar is going to be at Crown Jewel?
Yes.
Is he facing Reigns?
And Braun.
That triple threat is official.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%. 100%. I'm like, well, damn.
Huh.
Question, though. Do you think, because there's a lot going on, Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles and stuff like that.
So much.
Do you think there will be a title change at that show? On any,
period?
Like any, just one, or any title?
I mean, we did have the Cruiserweight title change hands at Super Show. What a match, too, by the way.
Burned the house down.
Buddy Murphy, Cedric Alexander, kudos to you, sirs.
Tore the house down.
Did you see Buddy, the elevation he got?
That's wrestling at its finest, man. It really is, though. It's a beautiful thing, bro.
You talk about a guy who revamped himself out of necessity.
And doing it at home, too. You know, it's you can't beat that kind of stuff, man.
You really can't. And, yeah, great match, gentlemen. Just fantastic. And the whole card was fun. But that match, way to go. Will we see a title change? We don't know the full card yet. I will look up the card right now.
Yeah, and it's because there's a lot of titles. Like I said, that AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan, that triple threat match. I'm just saying, do you think they'll do that? Because they have a lot of, like, huge scale matches. Do you think it's going to be, like, just a glorified house show, or do you think it'll be a house show where a title
change? They're shaping Crown Jewel up to
be
something
crazy. Dude, it's like a mania, dude. It's like a baby mania.
And it wouldn't surprise me. The Daniel Bryan Miz match was so short, and I don't know what happened. Something tells me Miz might be working his way into this as a triple threat, because that match was very strange how it ended, and it went very quick. Because that was, to me, I was expecting that to be one of the matches of the night, and it was... Quick roll up and boom. So right now we got Roman, Brock, Strowman, AJ and Daniel Bryan, and DX and Brothers of Destruction. And that's it. That's the only three matches we have at Crown Jewel.
So that are like locked in. Zeno Hour said, I still think WWE is making a mistake by going to Saudi Arabia, especially in light of this past week's disturbing news.
In
the, elaborate, Zeno Hour.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I might be
I'm a little behind on that.
In the dark on that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I know there's not going to be any women on the card because of...
So on and so forth.
Their culture over there. But, you know, luckily Evolution is a few days prior to that. I mean, I don't know what to say to that. Look, I'm going to be going to Pakistan for wrestling again in December. October is comedy. December is wrestling. And look, the culture is very different. I know we had female wrestlers. We're going to have them again. They have to be fully clothed. You know, they're not allowed to show certain parts of the body or whatever. But the bottom line is, you know, the people in Pakistan, they're just like you and I. They love wrestling. They deserve to see wrestling. And they deserve to be entertained. And when we went last year, we were the first live entertainment in Pakistan since 2008.
It's crazy. And also, just go back with you saying, like, with all due respect, we weren't as strict as they are, but we just started, like, letting women, like, wrestle. You know what I mean? Let's be honest, though. Like, not, I mean, like, especially WWE, like.
Yeah, them more than anyone else. But
other promotions have been doing their thing.
Of course.
But WWE is just getting on. But they were being a certain way towards women in their own way. You know what I mean? So this is a lot of new territory, a lot of new grounds being broken.
A New York Times reporter disappeared at the Saudi embassy in Turkey. Good Lord.
Good God almighty.
I mean, that's obviously an awful thing. Who knows who could be at the hands of that? There is a lot going on. Look, it's not the safest area of the world. I was supposed to go to Afghanistan in December, and they canceled the tour.
Just because of what's going on, it's getting a little hot and heavy over there.
Well, there's a thing called fighting season over there, and fighting season ends supposedly after October. So our plan was to go in December with the wrestling tour that I created a couple years ago. And they just canceled the tour about 2 weeks ago. And I'm devastated by it because there's a lot of bases over there who really need visitors.
That outlet, yes.
And we had a great tour lined up, and they canceled it. They said, look, it's too unpredictable right now.
Yep.
It's too violent. It's too unsafe. So they canceled a couple of tours, including ours, which is a shame.
Oh,
now, obviously, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, not as dangerous as Afghanistan. But at the same time, if you can get over there to entertain the people... I could tell you the Pakistani people were so loving.
They're gracious people.
So grateful.
Very misunderstood in certain aspects based on how like news and things portray them. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, it's a shame because, you know, what happened in Pakistan, there's a recent election and a former cricket star won the position of prime minister. And I've talked to a couple friends who are from Pakistan who live there. They said, we love this guy. He is for the people. Problem is the conflicting political parties are causing issues. That's why our recent wrestling tour got postponed, because there was just a little bit of stuff going. And there still is. So hopefully that will calm down in time. But you got to remember, like, this guy still got voted in. He is the prime minister, which is great. So the people over there, I mean, yeah, it's always a risk.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Like, and you know why WWE is doing it, man. It's just there's a market for it. People want to see it. And they're sparing no expense, you know. And like I said, I think they're trying to be that platform that bridges the gap and sparks change, and hopefully, you know what I mean? I see what they're trying to do. Like, WWE trying to be on the forefront of...
I mean, to be honest, the tour I was on was even more so.
That's awesome.
This tour was last May in 2018. I'm sorry, 2017. And the group that created it, they're Pakistani, and they had this vision, and it came to fruition. Three different cities. And I was honored to be a part of it. I can't wait to go back. And because, yeah, there's always a risk, but when it comes down to it, people deserve good things. They deserve to be entertained, and they love wrestling. There were American wrestling chants happening during the event. That just goes, there's a WWE channel over there. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Unbelievable, dude.
So to be over there, I understand why they're still going, and I understand what happened. Horribly unfortunate. I don't know the answer there. But you got to think of the people as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
There's people there that will go crazy to see this event.
Yes.
And they're stuck over there too, in possibly a very rough political environment.
And this is like not a thing they do often. You know what I mean?
Of course not.
But yeah, dude, that's good stuff, bro.
So I don't know. I'm just saying, for me, I'll always, if I have a chance to go over there and make people happy, I would go. That's my thing. And so hopefully everything does work itself out there. But yeah, so Paul Heyman, boom. He does Paul. It's amazing. Let's get to the main event. Woo! Are you kidding me? I mean, what was better, this one or the Super Duper Show match?
That's tough.
It's a tough call.
Because this one was great. Because when put it like this, it's hard to keep reinventing the same scenario over and over again, the same match over and over again, and making you engaged, because they've been doing it so many different ways. But, dude, they keep getting better and better. And I think that's part of the reason why is because, you know, they are working so much together. Mm-hmm. And this was no exception. They're on fire, bro. I'm so sorry. Much fun. It's just fun, dude. Like, because Drew McIntyre, he's like I said, he's a man, man. He's a man amongst boys. When you see all these adult males walking around, you know what I mean?
How about Roman? His vertical.
He's an athletic dude, man.
Yes, he is.
That's a flying Samoan right there, man.
Don't forget, he played Division I football. He played with Calvin Johnson.
That athleticism is very underrated because what he's wearing is like, I love the match. Ziggy's doing what Ziggy always does.
Mm-hmm. And I like how earlier in the night, once again, things just tying in. Earlier in the night, they teased Ziggler and McIntyre and Strowman not getting along.
Yes.
And I'm like, ooh, wait a minute.
Man, they were on it, dude, with the foreshadowing and stuff like that. I was like,
and then what happens at the end?
Watching a Christopher Nolan movie right now.
180, right? Good call. What's going on? Not Venom.
Hey, yo, listen, chat roll, man. I want y'all to send
there
all
so
y'all
so many wrong things with that.
Like Tony, like DJ. Listen, I want y'all to vote all y'all hate mail to that with that Johnny Quasdo Twitter and his Instagram. Man, he's always on it, man. Mm-hmm. Send all that Tom Hardy hate, man. Send it all to his Twitter.
Do you want
to
go see Venom with me? I'll go with you.
I'm gonna walk in there. I'm walking in there, butt naked with a Venom mask on, sitting right next to you.
Well, I'm not gonna watch it then. We'll get kicked out.
It's dark. I blend
all
in.
Right, how about this? Yoga pants, no shirt, Venom mask.
Oh, I can do that.
You can do that.
I got black yoga pants.
Wait, can you walk in shirtless to a movie theater?
No.
Oh.
Matt can't do masks either because people are freaking insane.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, people are crazy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Stop disrespecting my boy, man. Please.
I'm not. So anyway, the main event, just start to finish. I mean, just epic. On fire. And then Ziggler, McIntyre, Strowman, they get their revenge. They get the win. That's not it. It ain't over yet.
Bro, the best to me, that's the best part of the night. Well, there's a lot of best part of my book. That, just Dean, man. Dean, have you seen, what's it called? The 12 round joint with Dean Ambrose?
I did not.
It's pretty.
I'd watch it.
He's good in it.
Sure.
He just does his thing. And it's just his acting ability on that very subtle walk away thing. It seemed like it's just a walk away, but it's just the way he did it though, bro.
And what I loved is commentators went silent. Dean, I love, my favorite thing as a commentator is when we end, whether it's Championship Wrestling from Hollywood or Arizona,
yes,
when we end an episode on something crazy and just go silent.
Silent.
I love episodes where you don't call it
so
out.
So much drama, man.
It's my favorite.
And he just walked out in the credits, the lower third.
Love
and
it.
And it's over. I was like, ooh. And it leaves you with that cliffhanger.
I give him all the credit in the world for that. That was great.
And Seth and Roman's face, Roman was like, what, okay. Like, dude, it was a great ending, man. You know, Dean's gonna have something to say next week.
It was the perfect ending to an episode that, like I said, I'm not exaggerating when I say it. It's one of the best episodes I've seen in years. And I'm not afraid to say that I haven't been that excited about Raw for quite some time.
Yeah.
It's just, there's so much happening. There's so much content.
So much content. So many platforms, so many promotions, tearing it down, too.
Yeah.
Like, doing well. So many great wrestlers on different platforms, and it has your attention everywhere.
It set up some really cool stuff. Yeah. Evolution, couldn't be more excited. Women are going to tear it down. I really hope it's sold out.
I want to go to that.
It's in all the way in New York.
Urgh.
I know. But it's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah, all that stuff happened tonight. We got a couple minutes left, so we could just, I don't know.
Chat it up a little bit.
Want to close the show? We got a couple minutes with chat roll here.
Yeah, let's talk to the chat roll. But yeah, are you getting tired of seeing the Riot Squad every week? Yes or no?
I think they're coming into their own.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, Ruby has been good for quite some time, and I think Liv is. Gotta remember they're all so young.
Yeah,
Liv and can't think of her name.
Oh, Ruby.
No.
The other one. Chat roll.
My brain.
No, yeah. They're
Sarah Logan.
Yeah, sorry. They're young whippersnappers, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally wet behind the ears, man.
Absolutely. So, George Cisneros says SmackDown is still better. Look, I'm not.
Well,
it's subjective. Yeah.
But we're just saying, like, this Raw show is there. If they start getting in the groove like that.
This had consistency. It had
drama.
Everything.
Nostalgia. Couple shocking moments. Like, as if they can. Who knows? Let's hope they do next week like that, because this Dean Ambrose thing I'm very excited about.
There's so much.
God,
and Evolution now, I mean, it's shaping up to be... Look, Rousey, Bella, the way it's shaping up, yes. The tag match, hell yeah.
Oh, I'm glad.
Lita and Trish, are you kidding me?
I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad Haywood said that, because we have exactly a perfect amount of time. He asked, what do we think about that UFC brawl?
Oh, that's just more evidence that Dana White loves pro wrestling and just won't admit it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. UFC has been doing pro wrestling antics for a long time.
So this is my thing about the whole situation is, like, now, I didn't know, like, the governor of Nevada was in there.
Mm-hmm.
that's a bad look. You know, and that just, it just is. It just, because he had to get ushered out by like goons and stuff like
that. It's funny because everyone's saying, oh, they're going to strip Khabib of the title. No, they're not.
You must be crazy.
They're desperate for stars.
And he just did something insane. Listen.
Yeah.
And the thing about Khabib, like, people say whatever they want to say, but you don't understand how much that dude values his religion and his family. And they were dogging his family and his religion for months. Mm-hmm. And he was over it.
And not to mention someone else in his crew kind of attacked McGregor. There was a lot going on.
Like, so for me to act like it was classless, I go, you build your empire and your money and your billions on blood, sweat, and tears. And then when someone acts like a Neanderthal, I'm supposed to get like, feel some type of way?
It's mixed martial arts in an octagon. If you want church, go to church.
Absolutely. That's what really bothers me about all the fighters coming out. I'm like, this is just low class. I go, wait a minute.
It's theatrical. Look at the last fight. Cormier, they snuck Lesnar in the building because they knew whoever won was going to call it Lesnar. If you tell me, that's pro wrestling, my friends.
That's WWE all
Cormier
day.
Couldn't even cut his promo without giggling.
Yeah, he was like, this is going to be, I'm going to face it.
So for all the Ultimate Fighting fans who want to still talk smack on pro wrestling, guess what? You are pro wrestling now.
Why do you think Conor gets so much money?
Own it.
He cuts his promos.
Yes.
WWE promos.
So that's our thoughts on the brawl. It was entertaining and not shocking.
Had a blast watching it. I was like, yeah.
I was actually in the middle of doing shows at the Irvine Improv, so like we found a stream, we were watching it. Then I had to jump back on stage and I missed the brawl. That's okay though.
But you got to catch the replay of the brawl.
I was like, how much Monster Energy are they drinking right now? Anyways, Evan T. Mac, put yourself over.
Oh, Evan T. Mac, Instagram and Twitter. Yo, grown men out there, cop some of them yoga pants, man. It's all good. Your boy say it's okay, man. Okay. Don't watch Venom. Don't listen to Johnny Guasto.
Follow TK Trinidad at TK Trinidad. Follow Robert Baines at Baines Destroy.
Hobo.
I'm at Jay Quasto. Only thing I got to say is Sunday, November 11th, filming my comedy special at the Brea Improv. Biggest night of my life. If anyone is listening or watching and you live in the Orange County area or Los Angeles, Southern California, I would love to see you there. I will give you free tickets. It'd mean the world to me if you want to come and watch the special because it's going to be really, really fun. And you'll
I'll be there. Oh, yeah. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, bro.
I'm honored you're going to be there.
I will. Be there.
Please bring the wife.
Oh, you know I got to bring the ball and chain. She's not too far. The chain is not too far.
Absolutely. Away. And Tone B. Tone in the booth.
DJ Tony Town. Joseph Bosa. Johan Pena.
Everybody.
Hey, what up? Tina, what up?
And I will not be here next week. I got to call some matches, but we will make sure someone is here for you guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Jay Will.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.